Premier Alan Windey on the line to us now. Alan, good afternoon.
Hi, John.
I'm getting so many WhatsApps this afternoon from people saying that they're in the liquor business and they've been told that they're allowed to deliver on Saturday and will be able to sell from Monday. And people saying, oh, my brother-in-law owns, and they're all getting this information. Is this just positive thinking, because we know that the state of disaster has to be renewed and will be renewed, we hope, with some relaxations?
Correct. But I think it is just positive posturing, and I really hope it is going to be true, because so many of our businesses really, really need to get going. But I don't want to pour too much cold water on this. I've just received an invite to a PCC meeting on Saturday at 10 o'clock. So that's the consultative meeting that the president holds with the premiers. So I think it won't be before Saturday.
Okay. But, I mean, he's got to make an announcement on Saturday, but he doesn't have to make a big announcement. He can just issue a statement saying that the state of disaster has been extended. Because, I mean, it is increasingly clear to all but a relatively small number of people in the ANC and perhaps within the Ministerial Advisory Committee, I don't know, that the livelihood situation is at a point now where it is worse than the loss of life situation.
And I really hope that we can put the same focus now onto COVID-19 as a country. We need now to put in to the economy, creation of jobs, and really averting hunger and poverty. I mean, because that is the real big issue that we are all facing at the moment. And especially our small businesses, I really feel for them because, you know, you don't have access to capital, you don't have a bond facility, and, you know, you're beyond retrenchments. And you also haven't been able to get that other help that has been supposedly forthcoming through UIF, etc. I mean, you know, the numbers just are not equal to the 3 million people estimated already that have lost their jobs.
Yeah, there's always that. I mean, you look around the world. New Zealand has got 4 cases in one household and it's locked Auckland down to level 3, you know, and what a luxury that is. But look around the world and there are so many places where the virus is coming back that there was too much of a relaxation in France, in Belgium, in Spain, in Germany. It continues to be terrible in much of South America, Mexico, North America. Isn't there a risk that we get too gung-ho about the economy?
I think there always is, and that's why we've got to make sure that it is open safely. And, you know, the real risk is that, you know, and I mean, there are many parts of our country that you could go to and people would say, well, there's no lockdown whatsoever. People just carrying on as normal. Pre-COVID-19, I must say that every now and again I do get a bit concerned when I see lack of masks and lack of social distancing. So we have to maintain that new normal. I mean, that is really important. Our own research and changing of our own communication has to be tweaked to that, getting that behavior change right. But it is finding the balance. And so we need to avert a second wave. We need to make sure that we don't close down too much of our hospital response because things start slowing down. So we have to keep some of that in place. But we definitely have to put a focus on the economy and on opening up other services that have been blocked between now and then. Of course, for me, I'm really worried about the health services that have taken a back step or a back seat.
Because I was mentioning earlier, Alan, that the percentage occupancy in our hospitals, it's not only lower than at any time during COVID, but it's lower than it normally is during a non-COVID year.
Correct. I mean, our hospitals, you know, our hospitals are under pressure. Under any normal circumstance pre-COVID, our hospitals are under pressure. We've got lots of people waiting for a long time to get those elective surgeries. And we always have been at, but we're sitting at extra space at the moment, and that really does concern me. I was looking at a report in the city of Cape Town region. It's sitting at 73% behind inoculations for children. Now, that means, you know, we've got a risk of other viruses coming in if we don't get that, if we don't catch up. And I think about just people staying away who might have some kind of pain or have some kind of issue, and they think, well, I'll just put it off for another week or another 2 weeks. And we know that in healthcare, you've got to catch things early because that's how you deal with it decisively. So those are the things that worry me. But also what's now more and more becoming a worry is our economy, our businesses, and those jobs that are really under pressure at the moment. And we need to find that balance. So everyone needs to come back safely. But also, I mean, my appeal now is we've all got to focus with the same energy on trying to save those jobs.
In order to save those jobs, people have to engage with the people who perform those jobs, which means that people have to go out. They have to stay in places. They have to eat at places. They have to buy from places. And we've been told for months now that the safest thing we can do is stay at home as much as possible. And now essentially you're saying, don't be foolish, but do go out.
Yeah, that's my conundrum. You know, I've been saying stay at home. If you've got any doubt, stay at home. And I'm saying, if you're able to, please do it safely, but go out and support a small business. Go out and have a meal at a restaurant, because I promise you, every time you do that, you're going to save a job, because there is such desperation out there. I mean, I see it every single day, the messaging I get every single day. So it really is. We've got to try and support those businesses, but please, we must do it safely.
Premier Alan Windey, thanks for your time this afternoon.